Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Welcome to the show. It's brought to you along with Levi Solicitors, who will offer you a 10% discount if you go through us. levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. 10% discount on your legal fees. What's the best thing that Levi Solicitors do right now that they want us to tell the audience about, Michael?
I'm going to say Will's probate and conveyancing. No,
it's February now. That was January's offer.
Is Rob taking over then?
Obviously, they do employment law, which is very pertinent at the minute, if you're changing jobs, for example.
Professional negligence.
Yes.
Also.
But the important thing is they've got the online booking system and can help you no matter where you are in the country. You don't have to be in Leeds. levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball for details on that. So this is propaganda. Before we get into propaganda, which is a show about stuff that's been said in the football world over the last 7 days, we want to have some hot mug chat, don't we? Do we?
I mean, we can do, yeah. It just made me feel a bit sad last week.
If you've been following Muggate, do you want to explain what's happened with Muggate? Because going back some weeks, we had lots of Pat Bamford mugs before Pat Bamford made his comeback. And then what happened?
Sold too many. There was an issue with the Royal Mail where you couldn't send stuff abroad for a couple of weeks.
Bored now, cut to the chase,
during
Michael.
That time, we'd sold some mugs abroad, couldn't send them. We'd restocked, turned out we said we had more than we had, so we've sold them. So now, having had about 100 and odd Pat Bamford mugs thought we'd never sell.
That we could not get rid of.
We've now printed some more to fulfil orders. So they're going out soon. Although I was made to feel a bit sad by John Locke in the YouTube comments, because we were also praising last week someone who bought a Dan James mug. And he said, hi lads, I bought the Dan James mug. Admittedly, it's the one spoon price for our fantasy football league. Nothing against the man.
It'll still go to a good home, though. That's the important thing.
I guess so.
Unlike Dan James.
I was hoping it had been bought by a fan, but never mind.
We've got loads of Dan James mugs, haven't we?
Not many, actually.
No. Is it the Rafinha one?
Don't make the same mistake.
Is it the Rafinha ones we've got to sell now?
I'm going to talk down the Dan James mugs, because I'm not sure how many there are. Plenty of Rafinha ones, yeah, just buy them.
Well,
it was nice. It's a nice way to remember Jesse, by the good player that
our
we had.
Our best wing-back. The long throws.
But, you know, he saved us at Brentford, didn't he?
Hey, so we've heard from Scoobs, haven't we? So should we get your take on things, Rob, and your chat about Scoobs in a second? Should we do, because we're doing a new Mega Mix format now, aren't we, at the start of this with the Leeds clips. Should we do that first and then hear from Rob? Get the bloodletting out of the way at the start.
Yeah, I mean, these were all sent in post-Forest, pre-sacking, so they're of a time.
So you know when Bielsa was sacked and we did that show? Where we got people to send in voice notes. Is it a bit like that? Where, you know, people were in tears listening to it? Or
it's people. Some people are almost close to tears in this, I would say, but it's not for the same reason. So this isn't a selective bunch either. This is not everyone who sent a message in, but there were no pro Jesse comments. It's right. Not like I've taken those out and said we're not broadcasting them, just in case anyone's going to get pressures about it, saying you've only heard the negative things.
You hate him because he's American, don't you?
There were no positive things.
You hate
him. So this is a cross-section of the negativity.
Rinse and repeat, lads. After 13 minutes, it was just more of the same. Good start, soft goal. We had chances before half-time, which we didn't take. And then in the second half, a bit of a tactical change from Cooper, and there was zero response from Marsh. Seems like it might be the end for Jesse.
There is no attacking plan of how we're going to unlock teams apart from fucking chaos. It's not fucking working.
I was watching the game with my girlfriend and her family, and my girlfriend's wonderful, but she knows nothing about football. But there was a moment on about 20 minutes where we'd booted the ball upfield and then committed a few men to try and win it back. And it had dissolved into one of those scrums where a few players on either side are fighting for the ball, and you know, the situation that gives Marsh a boner, and then it kind of falls loose to Adams, and we were all lined up in about 5 yards of width ahead of Adams, and she just goes, Why are they all so bunched together? Why aren't they going in those space down the sides? And I just thought, yep, we've said the same thing 100 times. And then slightly later in the game, I was trying to explain Gegen pressing. And she just goes, I just don't think you're very good. No, we're not. Marsh, fuck off.
Today was a turning point for me. I didn't expect a win today. I expected a draw. It's an away game against a side that's had better form. I didn't expect the new players to play much or be great because they're brand new. But I was expecting a good performance. I was expecting to feel like it had been there for the taking, and it wasn't. I don't know what Jesse Marsh did to prepare the team for this game, and I didn't see a thing that he changed at halftime.
What a fucking shit show. We are going one way, and that's straight out of the Premier League. Fucking, we've got a loser of a manager, a loser with a loser's mentality. We've got momentum. We got momentum. Yeah, the momentum of a piece of shit being thrown directly off the edge of a cliff.
The football that we're playing in the Marsh is pretty much schoolboy football. It's kick and rush. Everybody running towards the ball like headless chickens. We know sense of who does what and when. And the second thing, I know you bang on about Bielsa and everything, but I'm with you, lads. At that point, we had a style of play that basically we knew what we were doing going forward. All that Marsh needed to do is tighten us up at the back and we'd have been fine. It's time to let him go because, let's be honest, it's not getting any better. And we could carry on as we are. We're going to end up back at fucking Cardiff every bastard week.
Marsh has said we've played well in the last three games. Villa, Brentford and Forest in parts. I challenge that and say we only played well because they allowed us to play well. They realise if you sit deep, sit central, Leeds have got nothing to offer going forward and you're going to catch them on the break, catch them in defensive calamity as soon as you have a set piece. It's pathetic. He needs to go. We need to get a manager in that can make the most of our squad. We've got good wingers. We've got some good players. Time to go, Jesse. Time to go.
Jesse Marsh has been given every single tool he needs to make us maybe at least a mid-table club. Yet he seems to get far more protection from the board. We have a really good front line. We have a good midfield. Defence is, you know, fairly decent, I think. We shouldn't be relegation fodder. I don't see where this goes. I don't see how this gets better.
Yeah, but apart from that, wow, a pretty damning indictment, wasn't it? Just, you know, the guy who was watching it along with his girlfriend, did you catch his name?
No.
Not off the top of your head. What a catch he is, eh?
I can picture that face. I'm going to talk to you now about Gegen
pressing.
Oh. Again. But yeah, probably quite telling that someone, an observer, can go, this looks weird. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, it is, isn't it? Yeah, fresh eyes on it.
It never really went beyond that either, did it? I think my reaction yesterday, I was surprised it happened yesterday. I think, like these things tend to happen, it seems to be coming for a long time and then happened all very suddenly. And I think, you know, ultimately my main frustration is at the board and how they spent 2 years chatting to this guy and it's just really not been what it was sold as. And then seeing the news come through and seeing pictures of Jesse, and I did feel some slight sympathy for him because it must be shit moving across countries to...
He likes travelling, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but for thousands of people to hate what you're doing. But then, you know, you read Phil Hayes' piece and see how the board themselves were asking Jesse to kind of shut up and just talk less and do his job. And my sympathy, I have less of it at that point. Mm. And ultimately, last night, I did have this feeling of, I don't have to write about another Jesse Marsh press conference. I don't have to watch his football.
Is that what Moscow makes you do?
Yeah, and it's just not fun. And, you know, I don't have to watch his football and try and think of something interesting to say when ultimately we're just doing the same thing again and again and again. You know, he's been talking these last few weeks about improved performances and describing the defeat at Villa as the complete performance. And ultimately, I don't think it's any different to how we played against Leicester in his first game. I don't think anything's really changed. And after a year, it's about time someone just goes, yeah, this ain't working, is it?
We all said it, didn't we, as we came into the office this morning, like, isn't it refreshing not to just have to have the same conversations? We can now talk about something else.
And not to, I just feel a bit lighter for knowing it's happened, because it was always going to happen. It was just waiting for it to occur, because we're in the final, it's like they're waiting to go to the airport stage of a holiday, is what it felt like. You know, the bit where you're like, I just want a bit home now. Just had enough of this. You're like, this is the bit from now to getting home is rubbish, and yeah. I just need it to be over with.
Yeah.
And we've been at that stage for a while with Jesse.
We've heard from Scoobs, haven't we? He's done the press conference. That's just been on shortly before we recorded this. Well, we'll talk about Scoobs a bit on the preview. We've got a separate Man United preview, part one of this week's activities, coming up on your feed in a bit. But let's stick to the propaganda. We can probably move on from Jesse in this one, because if you want to hear us blathering on about Jesse for the best part of an hour, have a look for that in your feed as well. We put a show out called Jesse Marsh Sacks. Don't know if you noticed, that happened yesterday.
Yeah, I felt bad about maybe being a bit harsh on him in that. And then you listen to those clips and I think we were quite measured to some people.
Well, I mean, this is the thing, like so many people have so much like of their emotional well-being tied up in the fortunes of Leeds United, and I'm no different to that. I'm just trying to not let it affect me as much this year. I'm trying to be a grown-up, but it doesn't work. It's like, and the sense of relief I felt knowing that he's gone.
You were positive when he was here and you're positive now he's gone.
Yeah, I mean,
part of your new personality.
As you were saying, manual positive personality. No, but as you were saying, Rob, like on a human level, as I get older, I do feel more empathy, you know, like the human aspect of it.
Mm. Yeah.
It can't be pleasant. People all calling you a dickhead and telling you to get out of your job and stuff, but I get it sort of comes with the territory, doesn't it? It's like being a football club owner. You choose to buy a football club and expose yourself to that, and you choose to be a manager of a football club because the high points are really, really good. Unfortunately, the low points are horrible.
Someone once told me my head looked like a butt plug in the YouTube comments. So, I mean, I know all about the abuse.
Surely it would taper. You wanted to taper, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's not.
Have you seen that film Coneheads?
You're not going to guide it in easily.
No.
It's
there's going to be initial resistance, I feel.
Let's go chin first, but then you'd have to...
Should we hear from some dickhead managers?
Quite bristly, though. It's probably not pleasant.
Shall we?
Yeah, let's start with from a manager who was talking too much in Jesse to Jurgen Klopp, who doesn't want to speak to one particular person at all.
That has been a theme throughout the season, starting so slowly. I know you said you can't explain it, but do you think it is a mentality thing? Does it make you look at how you prepare for games, the fact that they can then start the game so slowly and you've had a whole week on the training field?
It's very difficult to talk to you, if I'm 100% honest. I would prefer not to do that. You know why. For all the things you wrote, so if somebody else wants to ask that question, then I answer it, you ask it. And then, can you say it again, please?
You know why.
Is Jurgen Klopp 13?
It's such a teenager's response, isn't it?
I love him. I love that he gets someone else to ask the same question and he answers it. It's like, I really wish the original journalist had just gone, Jurgen, I think you're a knobhead. I mean, he's like, well, I'm not going to talk to you. Get the other guy to say it.
It is the ultimate, like, passive, not even passive aggressive move. It's like outwardly aggressive, isn't it? Yeah. It's almost tantamount to, well, tell my wife that I said this. And then she goes, well, tell my husband I did this. And you're in the same room.
What a strange... apparently, it was the wrong journalist as well. I was trying to work out who it was, and he got the... It was mistaken identity.
Oh, really?
Or maybe they were from the same publication, but it wasn't even the same person.
It was James Pearce, wasn't it? Of the Athletic fame.
Yeah, but I think he was annoyed about something.
We know what they're like. Great bunch of lads. It wasn't the right person.
Apparently not. It was the same. I think it was someone from the Athletic, but not the right person.
Can you just tell James Pearce that... Oh, I apologise, actually. I got the wrong guy.
He does this all the time with his Klopp. He's
such a baby.
He's one of those blokes which I suppose everyone is to an extent, but when things are going well, he's a great laugh, isn't he? Yeah. He's having a good bit of banter with the people asking the questions. He's loving it.
With a shit-eating grin.
But then, yeah, when it's all going wrong, he's like, I'm not speaking to you because you've hurt my feelings.
You wrote a bad thing about me about football that's ultimately inconsequential. Right. I mean, to be fair, it's nothing though compared to Nathan Jones, isn't it? I mean, you were mentioning him there before. What a strange little man.
I've compromised. I've compromised in terms of certain principles because of one, personnel, but two, you know, the way that people want to play and so on. And I've compromised because fans and so on. Compromised on a few little things, to be honest with you, but no more. Because at the end of the day, I've been very successful. And I've been very successful playing a real fluent style. Luton, we were a real aggressive, front-footed side. Statistically, there weren't many better than me around Europe in terms for aggression, clean sheets, defending your box, balls in the box, XG, all those things. Yeah, I've had to compromise certain things and I'm not doing that again.
Wow.
Statistically, there weren't many better than me. Not my team, me. It's all about me.
I've looked at saying how successful he is as well. Looking down his honours... EFL League Two runner up did that. That was good.
Is that it? Very successful then.
Yeah, it's won manager of the month a few times.
I mean, that shouldn't be sniffed at. I'm sure they appreciate that.
Yeah.
The old managers.
Yeah.
The details in the Athletic story on that press conference is excellent. How Jones apparently walked into the room muttering expletives under his breath.
that's never the sign of a man who's functioning well in his job, is it?
And it was put to him that the Southampton fans had booed one of his substitutions, and he sort of says, well, they always do that. And it's like, maybe that's part of the problem, Nathan.
People are always wrong about me. Everywhere I turn. Yeah.
Everything I do, people are always upset. What is it?
Yeah, but we rightly labelled him a dickhead when he beat Bielsa, didn't we? And he did the celebration and the picture, then the picture of him by the picture, all that sort of stuff.
And then, as Moscow has pointed out on the blog, it was when he went back to Luton, because he was made such a mess of the Stoke job, and he coached at Elland Road, and it was he wanted to show off that he could speak Spanish, so he called Pablo son of a bitch. And it's like, again,
it's not at all.
Nathan, maybe you're the problem here.
Probably speaks better Spanish than Pablo Hernandez, if you ask him.
Yeah. Me, best Spanish speaker in all of Europe, statistically. Oh, dear me.
He'll be back at Luton soon enough, won't he?
Yeah, he'll tumble down the pyramid.
He's going to end up on the Darren Ferguson trajectory with Luton, where he'll just go back there every year, just try somewhere else for a bit. Nah, not working. Back to Peterborough.
It's the only place it works. Here in Yorkshire, we don't like waste. So with energy consumption front of mind these days, there's a lot of focus on conserving it and minimising waste. Boxed have loads of great advice on their website about how to use your heating system as efficiently as possible to help keep your energy bills down, should you leave your heating on all the time or switch it on and off as needed. Boxed will help you answer that question and plenty more, and save you plenty of cash in the long run too. You could save up to £1,150 a year by upgrading to a new, more efficient boiler and using a Google Nest Learning Thermostat. Boxed, take away the hassle of upgrading your boiler to a brand new A-rated one. The process starts on the website. Couldn't be easier. Installation is carried out by an expert qualified installer and is included in the price. 0% finance is available, subject to status. Boxed will give you a fixed, fair price in just 90 seconds. And as a listener to this show, you can save an additional £50 on your online quote by using the code TSB50. So just head to boxed.co.uk, that's boxt.co.uk, and use that code TSB50 to upgrade your boiler and save money now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
City Extra, they've lost Consuelo, haven't they? He's gone off to Bayern, Munchen, but they've been chatting. And I'm guessing these clips, Michael, are in here just because they've got funny accents.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they got giddy this weekend because, you know, Arsenal lost ahead of their game. And they did a watch along.
The title's on. They were,
well, you'll hear it. It's I think the accent really jars with the style of presentation. We've talked a lot about Americanisms recently with Marsh and everything. But this is somewhere between, oh, I'm going to say Tim Westwood, but not in that way.
Yeah.
The sound effect stuff Tim Westwood used to do.
Let's avoid that reference.
Gotta be it, ref.
Come on, referee.
Come
on, referee. Guys, I want flames in the chat, man. I want to spam the flames, man. What's the fire emojis? Let's get it hot in here. Let's go. Come on, man. Referee, that's it.
That's it. Let's go.
Yes! The Arsenal
finally!
Cup has started! people. Oh, they can't deal. They can't deal.
Pressure Mountain.
Let's go. I've just opened the chat up, by the way, to everyone, man, because that's party season, baby. Arsenal lose at Everton. What does that mean now? That means that it's 5 points the gap.
I only really knew what they were talking about for the last 10 seconds of that clip. Much of the rest of it was just youth noise.
I'm drinking Prime. It's an L. The flames in the chat. What were they on about? Let's go.
My son walked in with a bottle of Prime the other day, by the way. He went to the shop after school.
You've already told me how much it cost. I don't wish to go over it again.
It upset me a great deal.
Was it eight pounds?
Yeah, I was upset. Not at him because he's a kid and he didn't really know any better. I was upset at the concept. I mean, I'm a Yorkshireman and I'm tight-fisted, but Michael, you're in a whole new stratosphere.
It's a child as well. Shouldn't be having energy drinks.
It's not an energy drink, is it?
Is it not?
No, it's just like, it's not like an energy drink in the sense that it's got caffeine in it.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, it's just like Lucozade Sport, like an isotonic style drink.
Fair enough.
For all the workouts he does, age 11.
Oh, he's a big lad, isn't he? Is he still on the creatine?
Bulking up his FIFA thumbs, yeah.
I was going to suggest you should make him drink a full crate of Red Bull as punishment. Jittering. Well, mind you, I think it wasn't that what caused Jack Clark to have a seizure too much.
Let's move on. For too much Red Bull chat here, haven't we, over the last year? Right, next one. Anyway, so this is more City Extra.
Yes, this is them going one down.
Oh, great.
Against Spurs.
So the flames in the chat?
They were quite positive at the start of this game. So, oh, we're playing well. And this was that 14, 15 minutes in, something like this?
Reset. No, Rodri, that's a terrible decision. It's a terrible fucking decision from Rodri. 1-0 Spurs. Oh, and just like that, the first game, poor decision making, and we're 1-0 down. Rodri, with another shit pass, which has cost us a goal. What on earth is he doing playing the ball to Rico Lewis there when he can see that there's a guy
again,
right on top of him?
Again, bro, again. Why do we have to? We can have 84% of possession. It doesn't matter.
Fuck's
we
sake.
Just shit the bed in that moment like that. It's fucking dog.
Fucking shit. What on earth is... No, Rodri,
no,
that's just a
that's
terrible
so
decision.
Dead.
It's a terrible decision.
That's
1-0
so
down
dead.
And Rodri's fucked us yet again. Fuck off.
That's so dead.
I wonder what you were going to leave it in and then I realised, yeah.
So dead.
Oh, they're great fun, aren't they?
Do you know him at full time?
Yeah.
It is the worst stadium to go to because we can't score a fucking goal there.
We can't score a fucking goal because we're just shit.
We can't create chances. We are broken as a team right now.
Honestly, at this point, I'm just like, have a good, you know, get top four, have a good run at the Champions League and just fucking go again next season. We will not win the league because we don't know. I'm not saying this as like reactionary, viral shit. We don't know how to score football goals, bro. We don't know how to score. We don't. I'm not saying that as like a joke. We don't know what we're doing.
We've scored, I'm just checking, 53 goals this season. The highest amount in the Premier League, as far as I can tell.
How many goals has Haaland scored on his own?
Yeah, about like 23 now, isn't it? He's beating
I think it's more, isn't it?
Is it?
I thought it was like 26 or something.
So, yeah, they know how to score more goals than other people.
Yeah, I mean, they beat Arsenal in the FA Cup, then prior to that, they won 3-0 and 4-2. So.
Erling Haaland has scored 25 goals.
25 goals.
Yeah.
Don't know how to do it, do they?
No.
They don't know how to do it.
Top assister is Kevin De Bruyne as well. So they seem to be faring okay relative to the rest of us, shall we say.
Dead player.
Dead. We're dead, man. Whatever. So they've actually been talking as well, last clip from them, about the UEFA rule breaches. This is the charge. They've been charged, it's been alleged anyway, that they've breached loads of Premier League rules. Premier League have cited a load of stuff.
Yeah.
Said, you've done all this. Financial doping is what they've been accused of.
Which kind of, it does add up when you look at the fact that they've had, they continue to report revenue figures in excess of like, as much as we don't want to praise Man United, in excess of Man United, who are a far bigger global presence than
are
them.
Are you suggesting that your mobile phone is not on the Etisalat network?
Is it a real one, that, or is that one of those ones that doesn't...
No, it's a real one, but I think
a LinkedIn page.
It's probably over in Abu Dhabi yeah. Rather than here, say.
Yeah, but there are a few sponsorships they've got with people who have a LinkedIn page and that's it. And the LinkedIn people are not real people and stuff, aren't they? There's a bit of that going on. So anyway, I went on to City Extra. He did a live stream. It went on for over an hour, did this. So I'm not going to make you listen to all of that. But
shall I just put it all out?
Just put the whole thing out. Yeah. But I mean, you're looking for some forensic analysis of what's likely to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
all that sort of stuff.
The sort of detail that we like to indulge in when,
exactly,
when we're doing a show. Really, course, yeah. Really granular.
So I know you know some good football finance podcasts, like the Kieran Maguire stuff.
This one as well.
This one as well, obviously. But they this is him discussing the rule breaches, and he's doing it with the... He's treating it with all the gravitas of like someone who's been told off for having an untidy bedroom.
So again, you've got to ask yourself, okay, so how bad is that? Is that bad? How bad is that? So you've not clearly defined how much a player is going to be getting paid or our manager's going to be getting paid in the contract with the club. Okay, well, that ain't great. You know what I mean? One, it's a breach of the rule. And two, you don't know how much they're paying. So if the Premier League wanted to audit those things, well, they don't know how much you're paying them because you've not put it in the contract. So again, yeah, it's that seems like not great, but it also seems to me like, is it really that fucking bad? It doesn't seem that bad to me. But again, it depends how serious you're taking these things. You've not said in your contracts how much you're getting paid properly, or you've not made it clear. Right, so what? Yeah, all right, sorry, I should have done that. It seemed to me like a big deal that... On a real, yeah, you want me to know what... You want to know my honest opinion, yeah? You want to know my honest opinion on this, right? I think we probably breached a few of them rules. But for me, it's which rules have we breached? Because some of them rules there, like, they're much ado about nothing. Yeah, what? We breached the UEFA rules. So basically, what I'm taking out of rule three is if you breach the UEFA rules, you've automatically breached Premier League rules. Right, okay. Right, well, that's fine. We already knew we breached UEFA rules. We got done for it. We got punished for that. So I don't really see Premier League being able to do too much. Otherwise, then you're being punished twice, yeah? But maybe they can do a little bit, whatever. That's not an issue. City weren't profitable enough in 2015 to 2018. Right, okay. So basically, an FFP breach. Okay. Right, what we're talking about, right? You know what I mean? Whatever. City have not cooperated. Okay, we didn't cooperate with UEFA. We got a £10 million fine. We got a £10 million fine for not cooperating with UEFA. So I would suspect the Premier League are going to do something similar to that. So we're going to get a fine. Right, cool, whatever. Have Manchester City lied about their revenue? If so, how much have they lied by? Did they actually like fully lie? Or was it just a bit of a mistake? Like, you know, they've got to understand that.
A bit of a mistake.
You clearly didn't define how much players and managers were getting paid within their contracts. Okay. Right. So is that a bad thing? How bad is that? I don't really know. To me, that seems like, okay, yeah, you breached a rule, but it doesn't really seem that bad to me. Like, it's one of them, like, how bad is that? There's 100 breaches. Yeah, no. Yeah, nah, but that's like... that. Yeah, but guys, they're all like similar, you know what I'm saying? So
Rob, just talk me through this. How bad is that? I don't know. It's not that bad.
I think the worry with all this thing is that City just like hire really expensive lawyers. I think they should send him into the courtroom. Just like, all right, Your Honour. It's like, what are we talking here?
It's really, like in Train Spotting when Spud goes for that job interview. just ranting at the interviewers.
Well, you've got 100 breaches here. Yeah, but really,
they're all similar.
It's all right.
I mean, was it an accidental breach, all 100 of them?
Oh, come on, mate. I rung over when I was doing them. Isn't that bad? There's over 100 breaches, yeah, but because they're all similar. Yes, they're all similar. Yes, that's kind of the point. It's a string of offences.
Yeah, I cheated on my wife, not once, but 100 times, but it was all with the same woman. Which I didn't, by the way.
I know there are a dozen bodies in the back garden, but they're all... It's all
a small area.
It's all really one, if you think about it. Oh, you're going to charge me with each and every one, are you? Bloody, I can't do anything in this country. So I hope they
Bloody
get...
woke gone mad, innit?
So I really hope they get spanked for this, just because he was so blasé about it.
And and what's the postscript to this that you found?
Oh, just because I was looking through their merch, and they do have a Caldoun versus UEFA phone case where he's tearing up a UEFA thing, which was launched after their case against UEFA. So,
mad, isn't it?
But
football.
The Premier League have said that this can't go to CAS, haven't they? As part of their
rules. Yeah, yeah.
So the thing is, it will slightly annoy me because they'll probably punish Man City properly, whereas if it was Liverpool or Man United or Arsenal, they probably wouldn't.
Do you know who I think will bear the brunt of this most? Newcastle, funnily enough, because they'll tighten it up. They'll get away with it somehow, because they're rich, but they'll make sure that Newcastle can't do the same thing, and they'll be really, really ultra tight on them.
And that'll be its own set of whinging, won't it? They're already think they're being picked on the Newcastle fans, because people keep going on about all the
they'll,
bloody...
They'll murder
people
in the embassy.
Keep going on about it all.
I didn't go in there and use that bone saw myself, did I?
It's bloody bone saws this, gays that. You can't... Oh, God, why are we being picked on so much?
We've always had a green kit. Come on.
Dreadful. Right, should we go over to the Jordanian YouTube bloke from Liverpool then?
Yes, so this was
What's his name? It's
Well, he's Don Hussam 6 on Twitter, because this was not his YouTube channel. This was on a Twitter space. You may have heard this because it did the rounds, but this was after the Wolves defeat, and he's...
So this is the guy who, if you've heard previous episodes, rolls his R's very dramatically.
Mm, you're not a big fan of Curtis Jones?
No.
For example.
Oh, fuck Salah. Fuck Nunes. Fuck Gakpo. Fuck Gomez. Fuck Matip. Fuck Robertson. Fuck Thiago. Fuck Keita. Fuck Klopp. Happy now? We keep the same energy for everyone, yeah. Get them, these fuckers are all letting us down. Manager can't manage. Coach who can't keep his fucking mouth shut. And he writes a book every time. Do you guys know that we now have more fucking books released than we have away wins? Robertson, book released. Henderson, book released. Pep Linders, book released. John Akteberg, book released. We have more books released than we have away wins. My head is hot. My vein is popping out my head. Yeah. The vein is popping out, yeah. The way we are so arrogant. We are so arrogant. Forget we use the word negligence. But we are so arrogant, you guys. We wrote 100 books. Yeah, Habibi, we won one title. We won one title, Yachi. Why are you writing fucking book after book? Imagine we won 15 titles. Will you make 15 movies and bring Morgan Freeman to fucking speak on it? Yachi, we won one title and one Champions League. That is our success. And we're sat here just fucking shit, man, losing to Wolves and shit. Fuck you and fuck your books. I bought Pep Linders' book and I will use it as toilet paper. And I will wipe my shit with his face every fucking week. I will wipe it with his face. I will wipe it with his fucking face because that's what his book deserves.
I like how he's targeted books as the problem here.
He's really, really got a bit in his bonnet about the books.
It feels like he's off he sort of flits between them, but he's very much a single issue man. Curtis Jones and now books.
And now books, yeah. Pep Linders, I think.
If Curtis Jones ever writes a book,
is he the assistant manager, Linders?
I didn't even know who he was talking about. I was just entertained by the whole thing.
I think so, yeah.
Just for the record, the 10th, by the way.
Which is quite bad, I suppose.
But relative to where they've been, but you know. Can't win it every season, can you?
No, it's true. If people would stop picking on Klopp, they might. They might do a bit better. But yeah, I think he's promoted that Pep Linders book on his channel before. I think maybe, and he's really
got a free copy.
Done a giveaway
because he said as well. He obviously really hates the books, but even said, "I've got that book," and now we're going
to. It was given to me as a free gift,
and I'm going to have to wipe my ass on it every single day. I guess his face is only on the cover, so if he wants to actually wipe his ass on his face, he's going to have to reuse the cover.
Think of the paper cuts.
Yeah, and it's going to.
It's quite a risk.
He's going to have to wipe it after each use as well, probably. If he wants to reuse it, if he wants to wipe it
off. Oh, the cover, you mean?
Yeah, because he's, I presume.
At least your cover's likely to have a gloss finish, though, rather than the sort of matte finish of the pages.
Yeah, I suppose so. Still, it's not going to take many rinses under a tap, though, is it?
Speaking from personal experience there.
Well, I think that's the end of the show, then, isn't it?
Send a message. What's the funniest thing you've ever wiped your ass on? Sending you messages.
Tweet at the square ball. Don't forget to like and subscribe, guys. Dear me, right.
Pair of socks.
We'll speak to you in a bit.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.